We're going to have our mom introduce us because that is something we did as children. We would be in the other room and be like, Mom, introduce us. So that's what she's going to do. I was also sworn to not say anything embarrassing.
That's true.
So I'll try. As a child, I lived one block away from the Methodist church, and in the other direction, one block away, was the Methodist parsonage. So I had new playmates every 3 to 5 years, and it always seemed like it was a family, and they always had children about my age. So, you know, I just thought church was that way. My parents both worked on Sundays. My father owned a business, and so we would always be given, my brother was older, so he walked me for a while until he got to be a teenager and didn't go anymore. But they would always give me a quarter, and we always had a Sunday school offering. And so, though, you know, that was just part of going to Sunday school, going to church, was giving an offering. And we always had singing before we had our little lesson and we broke up and went to our classes. So that was my background, and I, you know, I tried to pass that on to my children. And the Sunday school ritual and offering and things like that kind of went away after a while because Sunday school, I think, kept getting shorter and shorter in time. So, you know, my children didn't know so much about a Sunday school offering, but they did go with us every Sunday and saw us, you know, as we passed the plates. As our family grew, it became more and more difficult to give money, so we always emphasized giving a lot of our time. And that's, we still do a lot of that. But Colleen is the youngest of 5 children that we adopted. And she was 2, the oldest was 9. We got those in 3 sets about a year apart. She has a brother, Dale, who a long time ago was here, maybe some of you met. And David was the oldest. We got him first. He was 9 when we got him. And then another year or so, we got Nikki and Robbie. And then another year or so, we got Dale and Colleen. Colleen, like I said, was only 2. And so she was the baby, you know, and she was the one who, this might be a little embarrassing, started the introduction part. We had a big old brick 3-story house with just, it was huge. But anyway, you came down some stairs and there were French doors and they opened up into a big long living room and she'd say, introduce me, Mom, and she'd stand behind those French doors until we said, introducing Colleen Kimberly Ames, and she'd fling open the doors and she would come through. So, yeah, so anyway, she wanted to make sure she had her place in that household. I was a nursing home administrator at the time. And Bob was a food service director at Crane Naval Weapons Support Center. And he fed about 1,500 people for breakfast and lunch. So after that, though, then my company decided to send me back north where my parents were. And my parents were getting older, and we needed to care for them. So we went back north, and then Bob worked for Notre Dame. Then Lenita was born. Okay. Colleen was 9 then, and the rest is history. So I'll let them go from there.
Oh <my gosh>.
Hello.
Okay. I was planning on her going first, but she wants me to go first. Part of the reason I wanted her to go first is because she is older than me. Not by a lot. But being her younger sister, I was adamant on being as cool as my big sister. So I wanted her to go first because a lot of her stories are probably going to come, are going to tell you what I believe. Because a lot of what I believe comes from my parents and comes from my sister. But I really like words, and so I was asked to talk about stewardship. So I looked it up in the dictionary. And it has, I believe, 13 different definitions. And I'm not going to read them all to you. I'm just going to read a couple. One, it's a steward, because they aren't going to put stewardship in the actual dictionary. A person who looks after the passengers on a ship aircraft, or train and brings them meals. 2, an official appointed to supervise arrangements or keep order at a large public event, for example, a sporting event. Or 3, a person employed to manage another's property, especially a large house or estate. And it got me to thinking, if there are so many different definitions of the word steward in the dictionary, why do we have to explain stewardship in only one way? I believe that we all have many different gifts, and from those gifts come our definition of stewardship. I like to sing, most of you know that. I like to play guitar. I like hanging out with the younger people of the church, because I think they know a lot more than me. I like to be a nurse. And that's part of what stewardship is for me, is caring for people who aren't feeling their best or have questions about their future. Because I'm a nurse, part of my job is working at a hospital. But a large part of my job also comes from all of the friends and family who know that I am a nurse, and I get text messages at 12 o'clock at night saying, "Lenita, I have this giant thing on the back of my shoulder, and I have no idea where it comes from." It's probably a sunburn, is usually what I tell them. But that's part of what stewardship is for me, is being there for other people. And because I'm a nurse, I'm there for them in their health. I will move over to my sister because I have more to tell you, but I'm going to let her talk first.
Growing up, when I was very young, Mom talked about Sunday school and things like that. I actually do remember Sunday school offering from the Presbyterian Church in Plymouth, and I had 2 quarters to give every Sunday, and I felt like I was high rolling. It was amazing. I was special because I had 2. To me, as a young child, I thought the people who gave us bulletins and ushered my giant family to our pew every Sunday, that was stewardship. And they were really, really working hard for God when I was a kid. That's kind of just the mindset that I had. As I got older, giving of our time and our talents was something that my mom and my dad stressed, just as much, if not more, than money was our hearts and our love for God and for other people. So that kind of, it was just something I knew. I never really thought about it. I never really took the time to understand what it meant to me. And then high school came, we switched. We went to a church that was very proactive and moved in a lot of ways. And stewardship was something that was hard. It was soul winning on Thursday nights. It was Bible studies on Tuesday nights. It was Wednesday night church. It was helping with the younger kids in youth group. It was constantly going, 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 spending all of your Saturdays out talking to other people about God, and Sunday morning getting up at 5 a.m. to pick up kids to go to church, and then taking them home, and then going back to church. And so stewardship became duty to me, I think, in high school, which is a sad thing to say. Because I actually loved everything that I did, but it was exhausting. And it was more about how you did and how much you did for God than maybe the reason we should be doing stewardship to begin with. And so I started then after high school and in college, I still ran, did for church and for my college. And when I got in trouble at college, I actually had to scrub with a toothbrush. And I remember sitting, thinking in the hallway, scrubbing, and the dean of our college had walked by, and he said something about, you know, everything you do for God, so make sure you're doing good. And I remember thinking, this is stewardship? Like, this I'm doing for God with a toothbrush? It was kind of a humbling moment. But from that point on, I started to kind of think, stop and take stock. What is stewardship to me? Why am I doing what I am doing? Because the truth is, I love it. I love spending time with youth. I love spending time at church. I love to be at Bible studies. I do not like to go door to door. I am not big on that. I think that your actions should be love. And then that's kind of something I got stuck on when I was thinking, what am I supposed to say about stewardship? To me, stewardship is love in action, plain and simple. Love for God moves you into caring for his people and his earth, and love for people also does the same thing. And so to me, if I was going to say, stewardship means to me what? love in action. And I give because I love. And I think that's all I can say, really. So.
This is why I wanted her to go first. I think because I was so adamant growing up on being as cool as my big sister, love in action was told to me over and over by her and by my parents and by the missions that we supported, because mission was always very important in my family. And I was talking today to somebody about church, and I told them about Marian Medical Mission, and I told them about our youth program, and they said, "Wow, your church is really cool," which I adamantly agreed with. And they asked me, you know, "What does your church believe?" And I said, "I believe that part of what my church believes is being the body of Christ. Whether you're the hands, the feet, the heart of Christ in the world, we all have a spot. We both work at camp during the summers a lot, at Camp Crew, and there's a song that we sing. We're not going to sing it because it gets ridiculous. You'll all have to come to Camp Crew someday to figure out how we sing this song. But it's called All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir. And it says, all God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some shout out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got. So let's continue being the body of Christ, individually and together. Thank you.